Well, Coach, game of opportunities, and boy, this sure showed it today.
Yeah, just disappointing. I didn't think we played as well, especially defensively in the second half, and we had played here, you know, and just a level of execution and just being able to play consistently, especially on some of the third downs late in the third quarter. I just felt like we got to do a better job, and then just, you know, with some of the turnovers and momentum shifts and stuff like that, like just had an opportunity to, especially after they muffed the punt, I felt like to go down and really make it hard on them, and we just didn't do enough, just didn't have the killer mentality at that time to go down and just end the football game and really make it tough on them, because they got a guy thrown out of the game. There was some emotion, I think, on their sideline at that time of, you know, like, hey, this isn't going well type of deal. And then, like I said, we did not do a good enough job being able to close out the football game and being able to extend our lead there in the third quarter.
The last play of the game looked like everyone in green was going after the quarterback. Talk about that play call.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I mean, it's a call that's been successful for us so far this year. I'll look at it. You know, he got away from our guys. The whole idea is to, you know, let our guys play some vision coverage on the QB, let a bunch of guys go after him, and then they can play, you know, based off of, you know, if he gets if he drops back or if he stays in the pocket and just throws it right away, we can drive on some things to be able to get off the field. But, I got to look at the execution of it to see if, you know, the right guys dropped out that were supposed to drop out. Felt like, you know, we were missing a guy over there on the edge that should have been able to come free, but I haven't been able to see the play yet.
You know, looking at the stats here tonight or today, 202 yards rushing for South Dakota State. Did you see that coming in?
No, I think they did a good job. You got to give them a lot of credit just with some of the formation stuff that we had to make adjustments to. I take the blame there. I got to do a better job of getting our guys adjusted to some of those formations earlier. It took too long for us to be able to do it. I thought in the second half we took away what they were doing in the first half, and then they came back and did a few other things that we struggled with. But, yeah, we have to do a better job being able to stop the run for sure.
Offensively, there were times where it was like, okay, here we go. But then it just seemed like everyone, every position on offense at times had their moments today.
Yeah, I mean, as far as good, you mean, or bad? Or
just kind of all around, you know. There were some drop passes, some missed passes, you know. Jerry getting sacked, blindsided. It all happened at different times. We talk about those eight plays in the game, and just, there was some woulda, coulda, shouldas out there.
Yeah, I think it comes down to, once again, just playing consistent football, taking care of the ball. We've talked about it, and we'll talk about it again, but just when you got an opportunity coming out of the half, you know, we stop them, you know, do a good job there. We kick, and they muff the punt. It's like, hey, let's go down the field and score. Make this thing really hard for them to be able to feel like they can come back and win the game. But, you know, conversely, we show up and don't do a good job, you know, take a PI on a really should be a double team on a guy, you know, deep down and down the field. It was just a poor job. And then the next time, don't execute it and then give up a touchdown the very next play and then come down and turn it over. It's like just a bad sequence of plays for us. And it was something that, you know, we've got to be able to do a better job of just being more consistent in our play and valuing the football, and then defensively of being able to, you know, when you have a lead at home at the end of the season, you got to be able to just restore pride in the colors, you know, and be, hey, man, we're not going to let these guys get back in this football game, and we just weren't able to do that today.
You know, end of the fourth quarter, you got to like how your team fought back to tie that thing up tonight.
Yeah, I thought Jerry was really good. You know, I don't know what the drive was, but it was probably 80 to 90. You know, I mean, I thought we shouldn't have brought the ball out of the end zone, first of all, on the kickoff return, and then for our offense to go all the way down the field there and score and give us a chance to be able to win the football game in overtime, I thought was awesome. It was just, something that, had the opportunity to be able to, you know, kind of change your season, or at least change, you know, just – the tide of the game to be able to say, hey, we're going to go down the field, we're going to score, we're going to tie this thing up, then we're going to overtime and win. So it was really good to see. I thought Jerry was really sharp that entire drive. I don't know what his completions were, but he was making plays with his arm and with his feet, and You know, that was what we needed, and he stepped up and did a great job in a big time moment.
It's all in the committee now. As we talk after the game, many will be listening to this after the announcement, but what was the message to the team after the game?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little awkward. We just don't know, you know, where our future's at. So you want to give the guys some hope. At the same token, you want to be able to let them know how much you appreciate and love them for everything that they've done, you know, up to this point. I think the biggest thing for us was, you know, get out of here, get back, come in tomorrow, regroup, see where we're at. You know, our coaches will do a good job of modeling the way. But this one's hard. You know, it's just, it was one of those deals where I really felt like if we just go out and play the way we've been playing for most of the year, that we can go win the football game. And we just got hard there for us. We just did some things, I think, that that we have got to be able to do a better job of cleaning up and making teams really have to earn it to get back in the football game. And give them credit. You know, they fought through some adversity here too as well to be able to come back and win the football game. And we've got to keep moving our program forward here now, man. It's you know, everybody's got to be pulling on this rope the right way together, and we got to keep trying to, like I said, restore pride in what we're about here and get this place back on top.